made sure I drew the short straw for this little trip. Not a bad lie, considering it was off the cuff. It would even hold up if she did any asking around, as parts of it were true. When necessity demands it, I'm an excellent liar. Not the noblest of skills, but useful. It ties closely to acting and storytelling, and I learned all three from my father, who was a master craftsman.
"You are so full of horseshit," she said matter-of-factly.
I froze with my teeth halfway into my apple. I pulled back, leaving white impressions on the red skin.
"I beg your pardon?"
She shrugged.
"If you don't want to tell me, that's fine, but don't fabricate some story out of a misguided desire to pacify or impress me."
I drew a deep breath, hesitated, and let it out slowly. "I don't want to lie to you about why I'm here," I said. "But I worry what you might think if I tell you the truth." Denna's eyes were dark, thoughtful, and gave nothing away.
"Fair enough," she said at last, with an almost imperceptible nod. "I believe that."
She took a bite of her apple and gave me a long look as she chewed, never looking away from my eyes. Her lips were wet and redder than the apple. "I heard some rumors," I said at last, "and I want to know what happened here. That's all, really. I just..."
"Listen, Cloth, I'm sorry."
Denna sighed and ran a hand through her hair.
"I shouldn't have pushed you. It's none of my business, really. I know what it's like to have secrets."
I almost told her everything then. The whole story about my parents, the Chandrian, the man with black eyes and a nightmare smile. But I worried it might seem like the desperate elaboration of a child caught in a lie. So instead I took the coward's way out and stayed silent.
"You'll never find your true love that way," Denna said.
I snapped out of my reverie, confused.
"I'm sorry, what?" "You eat the core of your apple," she said, amused. "You eat it all around, then from the bottom to the top. I've never seen anyone do that before."
"Old habit," I said dismissively, not wanting to tell her the truth, that there had been a time in my life when the core was all of the apple I was likely to find, and I'd been glad of it.
"What did you mean before? Didn't you ever play that game?"
She held up her own apple core and grabbed the stem with two fingers.
"You think of a letter and twist. If the stem stays on, you think of another letter and twist again. When the stem breaks off,"
hers did,
"you know the first letter of the name of the person you're going to fall in love with."
I looked down at the tiny piece of apple I had left. Not enough to grip and twist. I bit off the last of the apple and tossed the stem.
"Looks like I'm destined to be loveless." "There you go with seven words again," she said with a smile. "You do realize you always do that."
It took me a minute to realize what she was referring to, but before I could respond, Denna had moved on.
"I heard the seeds are supposed to be bad for you," she said. "They have arsenic in them."
"That's just a wives' tale," I said. It was one of the 10,000 questions I'd asked Ben when he traveled with the troop. "It's not arsenic, it's cyanide, and there's not enough to hurt you unless you eat buckets full."
"Oh."
Denna gave the remains of her apple a speculative look, then began to eat it from the bottom up. "You were telling me about what happened to Master Ash before I rudely interrupted," I prompted, gently as I could. Denna shrugged.
"There isn't much left to tell. I saw the fire, came closer, heard more shouting and commotion."
"And the fire?" She hesitated.
"Blue."
I felt a sort of dark anticipation rise up in me. Excitement at finally being close to answers about the Chandrian, fear at the thought of being close to them.
"What did the ones look like who attacked you? How did you get away?"
She gave a bitter laugh.
"Nobody attacked me. I saw shapes outlined against the fire and ran like billy hell."
She lifted her bandaged arm and touched the side of her head.
"I must have gone headfirst into a tree and knocked myself out. I woke up in town this morning." "That's the other reason I needed to come back," she said. "I don't know if Master Ash might still be out here. I didn't hear anyone in town talking about finding an extra body, but I couldn't ask without making everyone suspicious."
"And he wouldn't like that," I said. Denna nodded.
I don't doubt he'll turn this into an